what did feel good is that we were working with a group that knew what they were doing, and we were bringing art to it, if you like. So from there, we worked with the campaign committee. We decided not to do any more participation at that point, but rather to work in collaboratively with the campaign committee. By that time, we had been around documenting everything that was happening. We went on all the marches, so we had a huge amount of material. And then they wanted some posters, so we did some posters for fly posting. And then we realised that people coming into the hospital didn't know what an occupation was. So we proposed to them that we do an exhibition for the hospital foyer. So we used all our imagery, and we used it as a montage because it was easier to... We could just put it together, what we had. And also we had a very tiny enlarger in our cellar of our short life house, and we put it together as montages and made these exhibition panels to really... It went from the crisis in capitalism down to the situation in East London, down to what was happening in the hospital. So it sort of took people through the political context of what was happening. And that this was feeling like it meant something, you know, working with people, not trying to do it all as artists, made a lot of sense. And I think from our knowledge of the history of art, we thought, well, art history, well, throughout art history, you can see the way art has represented people, has conferred power onto people. You know, if you think of sort of 18th century paintings of people on their estates. And of course, John Berger was very much, you know, one of the books of the time that everyone had read. You know, art was conferring power. We thought, well, we can confer power on a different set of people. So that's how art can help change things. And so it felt like a watershed, that project, really.
Yeah. So how did Dan know of you?
Because we were around East London. We had to borrow equipment. So we had to go to every, you know, to the basement, Four Corners, everyone who had equipment, everyone tried to beg and borrow it. And he had his ear to the ground.